tend to realize. See, as much as you're trying to find the truth, as much as you're wanting happiness, as much as you sincerely hope for inner peace, the truth is looking for you even more than that. And I'm not speaking poetically, that's the truth. The truth is looking for you. It really is. You may be looking for God with all your heart and soul, but however much heart and soul that is, God is looking for you far more intently. Because the truth, God, whatever you want to call it, has a greater capacity than we do for that intent and for the intensity of it and for the bigness of it. And for the purity of it. If you're looking for it, if you desire it, if you have some and want more, whatever the situation is, it's only the case because the truth was able to find you enough to cause that to be the case. So something has already happened. There's not a person sitting in this room that it isn't true of you, that something has already happened. The truth has already entered enough, found you well enough, that it could spark whatever brought you to this point, whatever brought you here tonight, whatever brought you to the point you're on in your search or in your intent. So what I would like you to see is not what's possible ahead, but for just this moment, just this short time together, get it that something big has already happened. Get it that something has already entered your house. The nature of which is beyond anything you can imagine. Or else you wouldn't care about any of this. And that's most of the world, as you know. Most of the world doesn't care about any of it. Because they haven't gotten to a point yet of being malleable enough that something can enter. But you have. You're the rare few. Well, let's say lucky few. You're not the majority, but you're the lucky minority. But if nothing else, to that degree, to the degree that that's true, and it absolutely is, can you see that you're already a finder? Can you see that just that fact, just that